I want you to bow your heads, please. Father, we come before you, and we not only believe, but we receive your grace right now to understand this word, so that by the anointing of the Holy Spirit, transformation and healing will take place. We ask this in Jesus' name. You know, there was a price to pay, was the word that you received. Okay, the blood of Jesus Christ. The scripture he gave me is in Colossians chapter 1. So if you have your Bible with you, take a look at Colossians chapter 1. And the two verses that he gave me during the week for tonight was verse 19 and 20. So I will give you verse 20 first, because it's right on target. And through him to reconcile to himself all things, whether things on earth or things in heaven, by making peace through his blood shed on the cross. You want it tighter than that? See, God making peace with his creation is what Christianity is. Christianity is not all about condemning and finding fault. It is really about releasing love to the broken. Verse 19 says, "For God was pleased to have all his fullness dwell in him," or in his Son. Now you say, well, I don't get it. Well, if you remember, Jesus came in this realm, first of all, as a seed from the Father. He allowed his spirit to come upon Mary. And Mary became pregnant by the seed of the Father. It did not have a human father. There was no human father. That's why she could conceive and still be a virgin. Now, I'm about to hit you pretty hard, so you better tighten your seatbelts. We, the church, the one that is focused on the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, in 1906, got pregnant. You say, I don't get it. Well, I'm about to give you a heads up. Up until 1906, the Holy Ghost was not empowering his church. There was no pregnant part of the church. It was tradition that was ruling the churches with an S. And I'm not against any of them. But I am telling you that in 1906, the Holy Ghost invaded a small town in Southern California, and the entire world got touched. It took a black man from Texas. And I'm not giving names out because I didn't go into studying, and I could have studied all that and given you the names and the dates and the numbers and all that stuff, but it was on Azusa Street. The Holy Spirit came as a deposit. Now, how many of you ladies have ever had a season of pregnancy? Put your hand up. Okay, when you're pregnant, the baby doesn't come out the next day. There's a season of that pregnancy. Now, I believe, and I could be wrong, but I believe that we are heading into the next level of fullness that God wants to pour out. How many know the woman doesn't give birth immediately? If she does, we have problems. But if she has a deposit, which is the seed, the sperm, in Mary's case, it was a spiritual sperm. in the bride of Christ, the ones that have a relationship with Jesus, that separates from religious to those who have a knowledge of the one that they serve. Intimacy. Intimacy in a marriage relationship is called intercourse. If you think I'm being vulgar, wake up. Ephesians chapter 5 says Jesus and His church have intimacy. If they don't have intimacy, there's no pregnancy. Unless your name is Mary. But she had intimacy with the Holy Ghost. Scripture verifies it. The angel came and he touched her and he spoke to her and he gave her the news that she was going to bear the Messiah. Now, you say, what does that have to do with us? A lot. A lot. If you have received Jesus as your Lord and Savior and you have a relationship with Him, intimacy is going to happen. When there's intimacy between a man and a woman, there is touching that takes place. That help you, young man in the corner? Touching is a part of Christ touching you and me. Personally. Not just a figment of some imagination. Now, 1906, the beginning of a seed coming into the church. And I'll be honest with you, many people that I know in the 1900s, 1920s, 1930s, 1940s, if the Holy Ghost came into them and they were part of a religious church, most of them got excommunicated. Mark chapter 16 says, these signs will follow the real believers. They shall lay hands on the sick. They shall speak in new tongues. Whoa, what does that mean? It means that Acts chapter 2 is a reality that came back into the church after being absent for many, many years. And the Holy Spirit put a deposit in the church, and it's been growing ever since. Now, how many know there's a birthing that takes place after 9 months in most women? Happened with Mary. Time of her deliverance came. An angel came and, you know, told Joseph, marry her anyway, even if she is pregnant, and not by you. I'll be honest with you. The living church who has a relationship with Christ is about to be impacted with more of the Holy Ghost than she's ever had. She is going to be going into the next level of her maturity in Christ. That's what the Feast of Tabernacles is all about, Michael. And you've just declared what I shared with Mary Ann, what, how many days ago? 1 week ago. Because we talked about the feast the week before. And I said to Mary Ann, well, that's kind of not where I'm going. I really believe that God has a word for the church that is about to go higher. And I quoted the same scripture to Mary Ann that you quoted today. Am I right? Why would God use you, huh? Because you're pregnant. Male and female, that's right. Male and female get pregnant in the church. There's no respecter of persons. It's not all about intercourse. It's about harmony between the woman, which is the church, and the bridegroom, which is Christ Himself. So when they come together, there's going to be changes in their lives. That help you, girl? There's going to be radical changes. And I shared with you there were radical changes in me. And guess what? Some people couldn't stand it. So they kicked me out. Yeah. Surprise. Why? Because the Holy Spirit irritates the unbeliever. And And if you're here to inspect and find out what we're all about, welcome. Welcome. Because you know what? You're not going to leave the same way you came. Okay? You're not going to leave the same way you came. Because I want to take you back now to verse 19. Colossians 1, 19. For God was pleased to have all His fullness dwell in them, or in Him. Now, if that what happened on the mountain, amen? What is about to happen in the church?
The same thing.
So if you nudge your neighbor a little bit and say, get ready for more of the Holy Ghost. His fullness is available. Ah. You say, well, that's only for Jesus. I've got news for you. We are Him in a corporate manner. That's what we are. That's what the church is. The alive church is really the presence of the Holy One in us coming together in order to manifest His great love for all of us. Now I'm going to take you a little bit deeper. Ephesians 3:19. And to know this love that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled to the measure of all the fullness of God. You see, the fullness of God can hit me? Yes! Wouldn't that be strange that you could be full of love? Wouldn't it be strange if you were full of manifesting grace and mercy instead of attitude? How many have ever witnessed their attitudes? After the fact. Yeah. Well, what was the attitude of the Lord? Why do we look at Jesus as the pattern son? He was the firstborn of many brothers, Romans 8. Why do we look at Him? Because He gives her a picture of what we will become. What happened when Jesus showed up at Lazarus's house? And the girls told Him, ha ha, if you would have only showed up on time, our brother would not be dead. That's a wake-up call, isn't it? So Jesus says, I am the resurrection. And you know what? They said, oh, absolutely, we know we're going to rise on the last day. I've got news for you. About 7 years ago, somebody gave me a video. I have it at home. And that video shows a black man, he happened to be a pastor, in Africa. And he was killed in a car accident. His wife said, take him to the hospital. They did. He was transferred to the morgue. He was embalmed. They even had the copy of the bill. They put him on a slab and they got him and put him in a casket. But there was a heart of resurrection in this woman. And she said, my husband will live. And you know what? They laughed at her. Okay? And you say, wait a minute, why are you telling me this? Because I'm telling you, what God is about to do in the church is going to rattle your cage. It's going to rattle your cage. You know what cage I'm talking about? This little limited brain that we all have. So here she is. She allows the service to take place for her husband. And then she commissions the undertaker to take her husband's casket and corpse to a church. The name of the man is
Reinhard Bonnke
was ministering in a big church, and she asked for permission to bring the body in the church, and they refused. So now she thinks, oh, ain't gonna work. So they brought the body in the cellar, and they filmed what they were doing on a video. And while the worship was going on upstairs, the anointing came in the cellar. And when the anointing hit and all the people around were praying in the Spirit, the Holy Ghost came and impacted that body that had been dead, I believe, 3 or 4 days. And you can see the heartbeat and the breathing take place. Yeah. Here was a quick, you know, when they interviewed this man. He said, you know what the biggest irritation about coming back to life? Because he could smell death on his body. And it lasted for several days. Even though he was fully alive, he could still smell the stench of death on his own body. It took several days before it went away. And he was given a commission because he went into the heavens by his Spirit. And the Lord said, I have need of you back down in the earth. So down he came. Are you ready for that? Oh, you think you're ready? I've got news for you. You wouldn't be able to have a place to sit right now if that happened tomorrow. Because you wouldn't be able to sit. Your unbelief would be shot to pieces. Do you hear me? When the fullness of Christ comes into a person, death takes a ride. When the fullness of Christ, which I'm quoting different scriptures so that you'll see it's not my idea, it is God's idea. Okay? John chapter 1, verse 16. From the fullness of his grace, we have all received one blessing after another. Now, many people are ready for blessings, but very few are ready for the miracles that have been prepared for the next level of his revelation. I'm taking different scriptures so that you can get a fullness of what his plan is. And when you get a fullness of his plan, you'll be excited. Ephesians 4:13. That one you should definitely put a circle on. Ephesians 4:13. Until we all reach unity in the faith. Notice it's we and all, not some. And in the knowledge of the Son of God. And become mature. Oh, you mean you gotta grow up? Yeah. You gotta grow up. How many of you would love to live in kindergarten for the rest of your life? No, thanks. Coloring is fine, but it's got a season. Grow up. Fullness is available. Become mature, attaining to the whole measure of the fullness of Christ. Attaining to the full measure. Not a partial recreation, like the beginning of the pregnancy. Maturity has to come. And maturity will manifest when that birthing takes place. You say, are you absolutely sure this is going to happen in October? I'm believing. Just like you. I'm believing just like you. Because you see, he didn't say which day it would take place. He just told us about the season. But that season, where he tabernacled in his Son in the fullness, he radiated light on that mountain. Are you ready to start radiating light instead of darkness? Yeah, you think so? What happened to Peter when Jesus began to shine? What happened to James and John? What happened to them? They went out like light bulbs. Yeah. That's what you got to look forward to? Resting in him? You see, I think we have these mindsets that God is going to do what he did before. But you see, the one that is really the prophetic message to the church is Christ himself. He is the spirit of prophecy. He and what happened to him is going to happen to his bride church when she has intimacy with him. That's what he's looking for. He's looking to recreate his church and make her alive. For the first 300 years, The church was something that was spreading without a telephone, a radio, or a television. Try living without those three things for the next 6 weeks. No TV, no telephone, no cell phone.
He goes like, yeah, right.
Yeah!
No computer.
You laugh. And without none of those instruments, the entire Roman world of that day was transformed by 12 men.
Turned upside down.
Turned upside down. Without any communication. How about signs and wonders and miracles and people coming out of their graves? That too? Which is more important? The signs and the wonders and the miracles are needed in the church right now because she's dying. And I'm talking about the entire church. And I'm not trying to be critical. But I am saying to those that are wanting more, His fullness is available. And if you haven't got His deposit, good grief, get pregnant with Him. Male and female, get pregnant with Him. Get a deposit of His Spirit. Get nosy and want more. And when you have received, God will not only manifest Himself through you, but you'll be able to give what you received. I do not have an ability to give you the fullness because I don't have it. But I have a deposit. Look at your neighbor, say, so have you. You've got a deposit. You know Him as Savior. And you're going to know Him as Deliverer and Healer. Because that's His specialty. But the next level is resurrection. And manifestation of the fullness of Christ, the fullness of His anointing, the fullness of His manifest presence inside of you. Hallelujah. You got the message? No, not just yet. We're not quite ready yet. I want you to take your hands to the neighbor, please. Say, Holy Spirit. I'm asking you now. Prepare us for the Feast of Tabernacles. Prepare us for the new year that's happening in a couple of weeks. Prepare us for the Day of Atonement because we want to obey. We don't want to miss the boat. We want to go forward. The Feast of Trumpet is about to happen. And God's going to blow His trumpet. He's already done it today. A voice has come. And He's telling us there's more of God available than you've got. And I want more. I want to shake my neighborhood. I want to shake my friends with the power of the living God. Because His love will eradicate all fear. Thank you, Jesus. Manifest. Bring yourself and your fullness inside of me. And I'd like it to be this year. October 1st would be a great day. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. I also